Good morning. After dropping into the 20s before midnight, temperatures have been climbing since then as a southerly wind kicked in and clouds increased out ahead of a storm system heading from the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. Also moving our way is a batch of moisture, mainly in the form of scattered rain showers, with temperatures well into the 30s, if not lower 40s across the area, and just a few isolated spots hanging on to temperatures in the 20s, maybe seeing some wet snowflakes, but these would be few and far between and not last long, as even these locations will climb above freezing. So the rest of the day will feature cloudy skies, a southerly breeze at times gusting to 20, and off and on scattered rain showers as readings climb into the middle and upper 40s on average for afternoon highs. Showers will diminish this evening and skies will clear out tonight behind this system. And as the wind flips around to the west, it will be gusty tonight, sending the temperatures back down through the 40s and 30s with overnight lows back into the lower 20s. That high pressure center building in will set us up for a dry weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy and cooler on Saturday, for tomorrow highs only in the mid-30s, and then sunshine and a cold start on Sunday, followed by increasing clouds and highs near 30. The clouds will be from a system that'll shear off to our south on Sunday night and Monday, some indication that a little bit of light snow could fall by Monday morning in the southern parts of New York and New England, but no real accumulation expected at this time. Temperatures on Monday afternoon with partly sunny skies in the upper 20s. Another area of cold high pressure builds in on Monday afternoon and for Tuesday with mostly sunny skies, highs back into the upper 20s. Into that cold air will come the next disturbance on Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of snow or mixed precipitation and highs in the lower to mid 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the heavy rain and snow across California will relax a bit today. Still, a stream of moisture will continue bringing heavy rain along the coast for a while longer. Southern California is particularly at risk for excessive rainfall and mudslides. Meanwhile, heavy snow will continue across the Sierra Nevada through the weekend, where winter storm warnings will be in effect through Sunday. As a front pushes east into the central Great Basin and Intermountain West, precipitation amounts across California will lessen while increasing across the Four Corners. Snow can be expected for this area and the higher elevations. This afternoon, things will finally clear up for the central Great Basin and Intermountain West just in time for the next storm to approach the west coast. From Friday afternoon and into Saturday, rain and high elevation snow is expected for mostly the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, and the Sierra. Meanwhile, a strong cold front surging southward across the plains will bring colder air from the Dakotas to Oklahoma, with temperatures about 10 to 20 degrees below normal today for many locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 14 degrees with a south wind at 49 gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 23, 53% relative humidity, a south wind at 15 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers mid-50s, Boston cloudy and breezy, scattered showers near 50, and in Buffalo, rain showers changing to snow showers with early highs in the 40s, then temperatures falling through the 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 32, that's 6 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, that was 3/10 of an inch of snow. 5.6 inches now for the month, which is 8/10 of an inch below normal. And 38.2 inches for the season, which is 2.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 55, set in 2006. And the record low, 22 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:27 p.m. 10 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today with highs around 40. An evening shower, then clearing tonight, lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, highs near 50. An evening shower, then clearing and breezy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. An evening shower, then clearing and breezy tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid 40s. An evening shower, then clearing and breezy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Sunday near 30. Partly sunny with some light snow possible Monday morning to our south, 20s in the afternoon. Mostly sunny upper 20s on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of snow or mixed precipitation lower to middle 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.